We've been talking about the fact that it's St. George's Day today. It's also Shakespeare's birthday, and as a result, nothing of obvious. We would like to welcome into the studio to celebrate Shakespeare's birthday one of the co-founders of the Guildford Shakespeare Company, Matt Pinches. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a big day, then, isn't it?
Big day. Big day. All over the world. In fact, 50% of the world's children study Shakespeare.
Now, I was reading out earlier on that he would have been 555 today.
455.
100 years out.
455. That's my producer. Morning, Matt.
He looks good for his age, though.
That's good. He's doing well. Anyway, so the thing is, we thought we'd get you in.
Yeah.
Because there's a real sort of good sort of St. George's Day sort of reference, isn't there?
Yeah.
In Shakespeare. I mean, there's quite a lot of stuff, but particularly one play, isn't there?
And you, good yeoman, whose limbs were made in England, show us here the mettle of your pasture. Let us swear that you are worth your breeding. I see you stand, like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge cry, God for Harry, England, and St. George!
Well, from Henry V, of course. What's the biggest impressive thing about that, Matt, is that you didn't have to read any of that at all. You just knew it, which is something that's anathema to me. But anyway, lots of things going on as well, of course, because you celebrate Shakespeare's birthday with the Guildford Shakespeare Company.
Yeah, we do. Every year we do a series of events around Shakespeare's birthday time. So we just had our young company, our youth theatre show. Tomorrow, we've got a stage reading of King John, which is a rarely played play.
Yeah.
One ticket left for that, I saw this morning. And then at the weekend, we've got our eighth weekend of sonnet walks, which is a little bit like, imagine a Shakespeare treasure hunt where you don't know who the actors are, where they're going to be. You arrive at a certain time, you get given a map with a route on it, which we've devised, and off you go, and you will discover actors in the least likely of places doing the least likely of things, but with Shakespeare's speeches and sonnets. So stuff like, we've had jilted brides outside of churches, lost cyclists, Tai Chi instructors, we've had fortune tellers, shepherds, and it means that we can open up places that you might not otherwise go to, so little heritage gems, so the Jellicoe Roof Garden on top of House of Fraser, we've had actors up there, the Undercroft, Allen House Gardens. I can't tell you anything about this year.
That's in or around Guildford, isn't it?
It's all around the centre of Guildford this year, yeah. I can't tell anything this year because it's a big surprise until you arrive. But I could tell you that there are two rather famous faces will make an appearance on the Sonnet Walk this year.
This coming weekend?
Yeah. Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, little tease.
Oh.
Hey. So that's this weekend. Are there places left for that?
There are. There's about 30% tickets left.
Well, okay, all right. So got a bit of time. So people fancy those.
Yeah.
And then I suppose because I know one of the big traditions in and around the Guildford area is the Guildford Shakespeare Company summer season.
Yeah.
So what is happening this year?
Well, this year's our 14th year. We've got two awesome plays, two real big crowd pleasers. We've got Twelfth Night, first of all, which is in June at the Castle Gardens, and then a brand new venue for us at Stoke Park Railway, the model railway up at the top of Stoke Park. We've got The Merry Wives of Windsor, which is basically Shakespeare invented the sitcom 400 years before Fawlty Towers came along. So think of your favourite sitcoms, Terry and June, Good Life, Fawlty Towers, all those kind of guys. This is the blueprint for those series. So it's such a fun, happy show. And of course, it's got a central character is Sir John Falstaff, this literally larger than life character.
Right.
And, we've been searching for an actor to play Sir John Falstaff.
What sort of person is he then? So he's larger than life, but, is he a nice chap?
He's a charmer.
Right.
He's witty.
Oh.
He's got a big heart.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a huge presence.
Hello.
He's described by some as a hill of flesh. I've been eaten out of house and home.
Yes.
That comes from a description of Falstaff by another character.
Yeah.
But who do you get to play a character like that? I mean, he's been played by Orson Welles. He's been played by Leslie Phillips.
Oh.
Michael Gambon.
Uh-huh.
So who do we get?
Well.
What do you think?
It's up to you. You say.
Well, GSA this morning are very, very proud to announce that Guildford's own Peter Gordon will be playing Sir John Falstaff this summer.
The hill of flesh himself.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you so much for putting that in. That's great. That's not going to go away, is it, as a description? We've been keeping the secret for a little while, actually, I have to say. And I'm the most nervous I've been possibly about anything, actually.
It feels like
it's so extraordinary and fun to be part of it. I've seen so many of the shows that to be actually going and doing one is a bit of a thing.
Well, we're immensely proud and really honoured that you've agreed to come and join us for the summer in July. We can't wait.
We're very much looking forward to it. And this Falstaff chat, I'm looking forward to getting to know him.
Oh, he's brilliant.
There's quite a lot to know by the sounds of it. when's that going to be?
So, Merry Wives of Windsor is the 13th of July to the 27th of July up at Stoke Park in the Model Railway there. Today, Shakespeare's birthday, priority tickets go on sale today.
Right, okay.
So if you want to be a priority member, you can become a friend. You can go to our website and find out about that. Yeah. And then general release of tickets goes on a week today, 30th of April. That's when main booking opens.
Lovely stuff. Well, you can look on the Guildford Shakespeare Company website, of course, for that. And also we'll put some stuff out on social media as well. Well, listen, Matt, I won't let you down.
Of course you were. You were brilliant.
Anyway, it's not until the end of July, so I've got a bit of time to get things together. And I'm very much looking forward to it. And thank you for asking me as well.
Oh, no, it's an absolute pleasure. We can't
and thanks for coming in. Thanks for the rendition. Henry V.
Thank you for having me. It's been amazing
great
morning.
Stuff. Matt Pitch is from Guildford Shakespeare Company. Really, really great company and well worth looking up online. And Macy and Stoke Park in July. It's 8:13 on...